Well, hey, good morning, North Platte here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Kenner at the back here with you on this Friday morning as we continue on listening to hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but also conducting our interviews for the day for our weekly Friday guest and so much more. But hey, we welcome in one of our weekly guests, Haven Smith, the Mid-Plains United Way Executive Director, joining us here. And Haven, good morning, and are we enjoying the nice weather?
Good morning. Yes, yes, we are. It's been a great couple of days, and hopefully the weekend stays good as well.
Supposed to be good today, tomorrow, but then Sunday, there's like a 40% chance of thunderstorms. But if we get, I would say if we get 1 of the 2 days nice, then I'm a happy camper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Happy camper. But Haven Smith joining us here in studio today. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Mid-Plains United Way. And Haven, I know we've briefly touched on it, but again, North Platte Giving Day a couple weeks ago. And, you know, kind of your thoughts on how that went.
It was a wonderful day for North Platte Giving Day. We got around just almost $2,000 in donations, and we really want to thank the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation for hosting North Platte Giving Day, and then also all of the area businesses who did supplemental, like matching donations, and then the little things that all the nonprofits could win. There was, you know, 200 here, 500 here for different kinds of categories. So they made it fun.
A lot of fun. And, you know, Haven, we mentioned it last week. If folks donated to the Mid-Plains United Way, they were entering a drawing for VIP Parker McCollum tickets for Nebraska Land Days. And it sounds like we got a winner.
We do have a winner. It's Austin Bronkhart. And I believe he is here in North Platte somewhere. So we've contacted him and we can't wait to give him his tickets.
Should be a fun time, Austin. I'm jealous you get to go out there in the VIP for Parker McCollum. You're going to have a wonderful time. But again, folks, that North Platte Giving Day VIP Parker McCollum tickets, Austin Bronkhart. Hopefully, I'm Austin. We're saying your name right. But,
but congratulations.
Should be a great time. And Haven, as we transition to the to our next topic here, any final thoughts from North Platte Giving Day?
I just really want to thank everybody who participated, especially those who donated to the United Way. It was a great day. It was one of our best ones that we've had. And so just want to send out our thanks for that.
Haven Smith joining us here in studio today, again, from the Mid-Plains United Way. And, you know, a new event coming up here on June 18th, the Human Tractor Pull.
Yes. So we are having our Human Tractor Pull, our first ever. And it's going to be on June 18th downtown here in the Canteen District. It's going to be right next to the prime rib feed, so we should be providing some good entertainment for those participating in that. To register, you can have a team of either 4 males or 6 co-ed. And what we're asking for is a $300 contribution to the United Way. And then if you want to do Facebook fundraising, that would be awesome too. And if you are a firefighter or a policeman or part of a nonprofit, once you give us that $300 contribution, and if you want to crowdfund, you guys can keep the rest of those contributions for your own, funds. So, that's kind of a good way to double fundraise, I guess, for the community. And it should be a good time. It should be something new and fun to watch.
I did actually have a question asked me last week, and I said, well, I don't know the answer, so I will ask Haven. I've had someone ask me, are there age restrictions on the event?
I am going to say no, but it's basically if you've got 4 people who can you think you pull the tractor, then that would be good. But I don't think that there's anybody in like junior high, you know, or below who's going to be able to pull it.
Their son was going to be a junior, going to be a junior in high school. So that's what they asked me. I think it's 16, 17. I'm like, I don't know, but let me ask for it.
Yeah, it's fine. It would actually be super fun to have some baseball teams, football teams,
wrestling teams
out there showing us what you can do, showing us your strength.
You know what? The volleyball teams that are out there.
Volleyball teams, softball teams.
Get out there and show your strength. I think if you can also, like, if some of those athletic sport teams, it could be a friendly competition amongst them as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the tractor is in neutral, so it's not like, you know, you're pulling it from a dead stop, all turned off and everything. So it should be somewhat doable
Should be somewhat like a car, folks.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You ever pushed a vehicle in neutral? Mm-hmm. I've done that plenty of times with my car issues I have all the time. And hey, Ben, if folks want to sign up, how can they sign up for the event?
If you could go to MidPlainsUnitedWay.com, you'll see all the information you need there, including all the waivers and the rules and things like that. Or you can give us a call at 308-532-8870, and we can give you some more information.
Well, wrapping up our conversation here with Haven this morning. And Haven, any final thoughts for the listeners tuning along here with us?
For us, for Mid Plains United Way, we are quickly, I can't believe how fast this year has gone, coming up on our campaign deadline of June 30th. And so we still have about $27,000 more to go. So, if anybody has the ability to donate to Mid Plains United Way, we would certainly be grateful for that. And you can do that on our website as well.
Well, perfect there. Haven, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and have a wonderful weekend.
Too.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here on Good Morning North Platte.